I think that it's very sad that my friend passed away so far away from home, which she loved so much. I first met her in the early 70s when we were still seized with the solidarity work as students in Australasia, and she working in Tanzania as part of the team that had actually left the country of women. I think in that group, you really have got very prominent women whose story still needs to be told. She left in a group of 12 women who were going to be the administrative staff in the liberation movement as it developed. And you've got people like Evelyn Kaonza, you've got people like Mutasa, Chenzira. Vesta belonged to that group. They were really committed and dedicated, and of course when the split took place, they went their way. Some got married to the people in the party, others to people outside the party, others remained single and found their way in life. I believe that today is International Day of Peace, and we are able to take an inclusive approach of all the people that went out to fight. And I'm sure we all know she fought up to the end. Today, hopefully, she is resting in peace. She is one of the people who really made the big sacrifice of getting involved in the armed struggle at a time when very few people understood the importance of getting involved.
How do you think she will be remembered?
She will be remembered by her children as a mother, by her friends in the church as a very good member of the congregation, by her workmates. She was a very brilliant administrator in Tanzania, in the United States, where she was very proud of her work. She will be remembered by those in the armed struggle for the different roles that she played at different times of her life. And I will remember her as a very good friend, where we had a lot of very good laughs and a lot of very sad moments.
Do you think that Mrs. Vesta Sithole got the recognition that she deserved?
No. And I think we can give it now by putting it Heroes Acre. That really would be so brilliant. It would just break the impasse of who is a hero. And it would just put a recognition to the 12 women who are the founding stone of the liberation struggle. Because these women were trained in Ghana and they went through hardships which even today we have never heard of. And when they were split up by the split, they went to different countries without one another's solidarity and still continued to be good Zimbabweans who stood right up to the end for the principles they had learned in the liberation struggle. I think she should just be put at Heroes Acre.